You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST, and right here for the Locked On LSU podcast. Olympians, LSU Olympians earning gold. We will get an update on college football win totals, which have been posted as we are now inside of 5 weeks from LSU-UCLA kickoff. But let's start with what was a roller coaster recruiting weekend for the Tigers. Of course, it started last week with LSU getting the commitment from three-star tight end Mason Taylor on Thursday, then on Friday losing the commitment from five-star safety out of Ponchatoula Jacoby Matthews. And then Friday night, LSU got good news again. So Emory Jones, the four-star offensive lineman out of Catholic High in Baton Rouge, he did, in fact, reveal that he's picking the Tigers. So LSU adds yet another blue-chip in-state prospect, most definitely at a position of need. Now, it's important to note, let me give you the vitals on Emory real quick. So he's 6'4", 341 is where they have him listed. He's ranked the number 190th overall prospect in the country, so he's a top 200 player nationally, ninth best player at his position in the country, 13th best player in the state of Louisiana for the class of 2022. That's all according to the 247 composite. So he is a high four-star. Emory plays left tackle at Catholic High, but he projects as an interior offensive lineman at the next level. 6'4", 341, he's massive. You put him inside, he's a road-grading offensive lineman. It's one of those deals where at high school, a lot of times, you just put your best offensive lineman at left tackle to protect your quarterback's blind side. So that's what Catholic's done with Emory Jones. This is massively significant for a lot of reasons. Even though it felt like we knew that this was going to happen, you know, Emory had offers from a lot of other SEC schools. Bama offered, Arkansas offered, Tennessee offered. Outside of the league, also Florida State was an offer. So he had some big-time college football offers and big-time SEC offers as well as a kid who's popped really for the past couple of years. The reason that this is massively significant for LSU now is roster management. One of the things that bit LSU a year ago in 2020 was a lack of roster management prior. You needed to, if you were Ogeron and staff, be able to look at that 2019 team with some forethought and realize all the guys from that team you were going to lose, all of the blue chip talent that was going to head to the NFL early. And LSU didn't do that. And so they were deficient at spots like linebacker. They're deficient now at running back. There's been spots where they've had to rely on young guys. Certainly offensive line is another one of those spots where they got gutted. And because they didn't foresee that, it really hurt in 2020 when they lost some guys and had no depth. So now the onus is on this staff to make sure that doesn't happen again. And this class is sort of an indicator of that. You can look ahead and realize, hey, after this season, you are going to be bone dry on the offensive line. You are likely going to lose all five starters on your offensive line. Maybe there's a chance Cam Wire comes back depending on how his season goes, but there's a real possibility you lose your entire offensive line. So you are going to have to stockpile at that position. That's what they're doing. Of course, Will Campbell is the big five-star offensive lineman, the number one player in the state of Louisiana. He's committed. After Will Campbell, the next highest-rated offensive line commit they have is Emory Jones, an interior player. Campbell's going to be a tackle. Jones is an interior player. Remember, they've also got Bo Bordelon committed. He's a three-star out of Newman. 6'5", 265 when he committed. Word is he's already up over 280. So that's a guy with a frame who they think they can build into a really good prospect. And then Fitzgerald West is a defensive lineman from Lafayette Christian who came to LSU camp. They worked him out on the interior at center and offered him on the spot. So he's graded as a three-star defensive lineman, but they're projecting him as a center. So when you look at it, you got Campbell and Bordelon, who are likely tackles. You got Emory Jones, who's a guard. Fitzgerald West, who's a center. And you're probably not done yet on the offensive line in this class either. So big get for LSU to nab Emory Jones, not only because you keep him away from other SEC West schools, you get a top player in the state of Louisiana to stay at home, and of course, it's a position of need. So LSU currently at 16 commitments, so 9 spots to go. Of course, you really hope Jacoby Matthews rejoins this class at some point, but it has been a heavy, heavy Louisiana class. We've talked about this being a bumper crop in the state. 11 of the 16 prospects committed are from Louisiana. 2 from Florida, 2 from Georgia, and 1 from Michigan. And the 1 from Michigan is, of course, your place kicker, Nathan Diebert. So LSU going heavy in Louisiana in a year where it is a bumper crop in the state, and they're getting the best of the state to stay home, the latest, of course, being Emory Jones out of Catholic High in Baton Rouge. Okay, it is the Locked On LSU podcast. Emory Jones won't play for the Tigers in 2021, but we do have updated win total projections for the entire SEC. We'll get to that here. Let me remind you about Built Bar and BuiltBar.com. Of course, you turn on the TV, you watch the Olympics maybe at night, or if you're watching it live early in the morning, you know what you'll see is track and field going on right now, and those U.S. track and field athletes are munching on Built Bars. The official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team is Built Bar, the bar I tell you about every day here. If you love protein bars, or maybe you don't love protein bars, you've never found the one that nutritionally suits you and doesn't have the flavor that you like, Built Bar could be the answer. BuiltBar.com. Use the code LOCKED15 to save 15% off your order. It is the best-tasting protein bar in the world. Soft and chewy. It's like a candy bar. Find your favorite flavor. High protein, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar. It is Built Bar. Try one today. Order online at BuiltBar.com. BuiltBar.com. And use the code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at BuiltBar.com. The best-tasting protein bar in the world is Built Bar. Order today at BuiltBar.com. Hard to believe, but we are now inside of 5 weeks from kickoff. LSU, UCLA in the Rose Bowl out in Pasadena. I'm fired up for it, looking forward to being there as well. And we're inside of 4 weeks now from football that counts on week 0. So you're starting to see, obviously, a lot of odds makers update projections. And of course, if you want to place wagers, we always encourage you to use our friends at betonline.ag. But Las Vegas sportsbooks have updated projected win totals for the entirety of college football. And let's take a look at the Southeastern Conference. We'll get to LSU in a second. So in reverse order, Vanderbilt, first year under Clark Lee, they're projecting 3 wins. Not much better for Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks, 3.5 wins. Arkansas, 5.5. They had a relatively successful year one under Sam Pittman, winning 3 games. But remember, those were all conference games for a program that hadn't won a conference game in years. So 5.5 is the projection for Arkansas. A bowl is a real possibility year 2 under Sam Pittman. Same for Mississippi State and Mike Leach year 2, where the win total projection is 6. Josh Heupel, year 1 at Tennessee, a bowl certainly would be in sight, projecting the win total for the Vols year 1 under Heupel also at 6. Kentucky, maybe a team looking to take a step this year, but Vegas doesn't seem to think so, projecting their win total at 7. The same number, year 2 of Eli Drinkwitz, 7 projected wins. This is one that might catch some people off guard. Bo Nix, Brian Harsin, the Auburn Tigers, Tank Bigsby back at running back, yet Vegas thinks Auburn only wins 7 games. So perhaps a 7-5 year 1 under Brian Harsin. That's what Vegas is projecting. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, they're projected at 7.5. I'm going to be very interested to see if that's a team that maybe overshoots that mark. And they have a manageable non-conference schedule as well. They open up in Atlanta against Louisville. So keep an eye on the Rebs at 7.5. And then it's your Fighting Tigers of LSU, still sitting at 8.5. I'll come back to that in just a second. Florida projected to win 9. A&M, 9.5. A big part of that, obviously, is the schedule. They're cross-divisional from the East. South Carolina and Missouri is who they draw this year in College Station. So a manageable schedule for the Aggies. Georgia at 10.5. And then, of course, Alabama projected to win 11.5 games. They're over-under. So could the Tide run the table again despite all their projections? That's basically what Vegas is saying. Are they going to be 11-1 or are they going to be 12-0 if you want to place your wagers? Let's talk a bit about LSU. And I know some LSU fans are going to see 8.5, and some college football fans may see that 8.5 and kind of raise their eyebrow a little bit. And, the point I've continued to make about this LSU team, if you've been here, is I think this is a team that projects to be 9-3. Over and over again, I've said I think this season for LSU really mirrors 2018. So that 8.5 might be a little bit concerning or a little bit eyebrow-raising, but this is an LSU team that was 5-5 a year ago. You've got two new coordinators. Yes, you return a lot of talent, but I'll remind you, as I say often here, just because you return talent from a team that wasn't very good doesn't all of a sudden automatically mean you're better. Now, I do think LSU will be better defensively than they were a year ago, but you still have some very big questions leveraged against an SEC West schedule. The other thing is to keep in mind when we look at the game-by-game point spreads or the odds-on projections, when you look at the game at Mississippi State, home against Auburn, Florida, at Ole Miss, at Bama, Texas A&M, all of those games could see a point spread within a field goal either way. Either LSU is a 3-point or less favorite or 3-point or less underdog. So when you're talking about that many games that are a virtual coin flip, you're going to play a lot of close football games this season. How many of them go your way? That's really the big question. So if you think back to 2018, you know, we think about that team that went 9-3 and that won the Fiesta Bowl, and you could certainly look at the 7-overtime Texas A&M game and go, man, they were that close, maybe should have been 10-2, their losses to Bama and on the road at Florida. The flip side of that is, well, you won that road game against Auburn where Cole Tracy made the walk-off field goal. If he misses, you'll lose that game. You could certainly point out that Mississippi State game, which was 19-3 in a driving rainstorm, you know, Cole Tracy, again, was huge for you on that day. Both the Georgia and Central Florida games were games where, again, Cole Tracy was just massive for you and continuing to get you points on every possession. Central Florida's game that you won 40-32, we think of it as a landslide, and it felt that way, but UCF did rally in that ballgame. So my point is, you played a lot of close games, and more of them went your way than didn't, which is why you ended up where you were at 9-3 or 10-3 after the bowl game. And I think this is one of those seasons that's probably very similar, where you're going to have some painstakingly close losses, but you're also going to have some really fun, exciting wins on this schedule as well. Vegas says 8.5. I think they go over, but I think this Tiger team is 9-3 on the season, and hopefully that's enough to get them back into a New Year's Six game. Remember, if you want to bet on the LSU win total, you can certainly do that at betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts, fast and easy. You want to bet on win totals, on individual games, point spreads. If you want to place futures bets on the Heisman Trophy or anything like that, all of your college football wagering, you can do it right there at betonline.ag. Also, of course, Major League Baseball season in full swing. Place your wagers there. Olympics, whatever it is you want to bet on, you can do it at betonline.ag. Remember, use the mobile site, free to sign up. For your first deposit of funds, use the code LOCKEDON, one word, LOCKEDON, to get a 50% welcome bonus. So deposit $100, they'll give you $50 free to play with. Deposit $1,000, they'll give you $500 free to play with. No limit. It's betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Another Tiger has claimed an Olympic medal in Tokyo, this time Vernon Norwood. He anchored Team USA's 4x400-meter relay, and the squad claimed the bronze over the weekend at Olympic Stadium with a time of 3 minutes, 10 seconds, 3:10.22, actually. One of the greatest 400-meter runners ever at LSU. He answered the call in Tokyo. So Norwood did not run in the prelims, but then was called on to compete in the finals for Team USA. He was in fourth when he received the baton for the final leg and moved Team USA into medal position where they claimed the bronze. So the American squad went in order of Trevor Stewart, who was a male, Kendall Ellis, who was a female, Kaylin Whitney, a female, and Norwood, who was a male. It was a mixed 4x400 relay. So congrats to Vernon Norwood, who did, in fact, help the U.S. claim another medal. It marks the first time ever the mixed 4x4 was contested at the Olympics. Now, the sport of track and field has been running that race since 2019. And that year, former LSU sprinter Michael Cherry got the gold at the IAAF World Championships in the event. So Norwood ended his college career as a four-time NCAA champion, an eight-time All-American, nine-time All-SEC in just two seasons at LSU back in 2014 and 2015. But now Vernon Norwood is an Olympic medalist. Congrats to him. Now, a couple of other Olympians to keep an eye on. Michael Cherry, the aforementioned Michael Cherry, finished first in his semifinal. And he is headed off to the Olympic 400-meter final. And then Javon Harrison, who blew everyone away with his All-American National Championship double in the high jump and the long jump, did compete and finished seventh in the high jump and fifth in the long jump. So did not medal, but still two top seven finishes in both jumping events. Congrats to Javon Harrison for representing the United States and certainly LSU there in the Olympics in Tokyo. So that'll put a button on this Monday edition of the Locked On LSU podcast. It is camp week. LSU will report on Thursday, and then they will be on the practice field this Friday. It is almost here. And remember, if you do wager on sports, betting does not have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favored picks, and Lee Sterling's Lock of the Day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast. If you would be so kind, subscribe here to the Locked On LSU podcast. Rate us, leave a review. We appreciate that as always. And until next time, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day.